Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And away we go. Hour number three of the Rob Brown Show starts right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. And perhaps more importantly, joining us now on the phone lines, as she is kind enough to do every Thursday at 8 a.m., a young lady who covers the South Carolina Gamecock Athletic Department for the Greenville News. She is the lovely Lulu Kesson here on the radio program. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Happy May. How are you?
It is somehow already May. Have you made the Justin Timberlake, it's gonna be May joke yet, Lulu Kesson? Are you even old enough for NSYNC?
I'm okay. I know NSYNC. I know JT. Not my generation. I know what you're talking about, and I haven't yet. But now that reminds me to do that to my friend when she picks me up.
Not my generation.
Not my generation.
Oh, the look on your face.
I was already like a grown person when NSYNC was popular. That hurts my feelings a little bit. It's not your fault, Lulu Kesson, but it hurts my feelings a little bit. Let's jump into some stuff here. Let's start with this because I was following along on your Twitter feed, which everybody can do, at Lulu Kesson, K-E-S-I-N, on X. The Gamecocks unveiling a statue for Dawn Staley yesterday. You were there. You were covering this event in person. Talk to me a little bit about the vibes, man, because they looked very high.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a very cool day, a very cool experience. You know, Dawn, I think it was first, maybe, 2 years ago that the whole statue thing kind of first came to be. And she very kind of publicly was like, I don't want one. It was a process that sort of took a lot of convincing. But then when she found out that the statue would be built in collaboration with Statues for Equality, and she would be able to help put just more statues of women in the U.S., I think obviously a lot of it, the idea became more attractive to her because she felt it was something bigger than herself. And I think that was sort of the theme of yesterday. It was a lot of talking about Dawn, not just, you know, Coach Staley, which I thought was a very cool thing, you know, just from a human standpoint. She's done so much for Columbia, and she's done so much for so many people. And it was incredibly cool to witness, you know, the new athletic director and the mayor, and, you know, these people stand up there and talk about Dawn and how she inspires people, and to quite literally look out at, you know, young girls in the audience clapping and looking up to her. So it was a really, really cool day. Really great vibes all around.
Lulu Kesson from the Greenville News joining us here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Lulu, I am ordinarily very against active coaches having statues go up. It just feels weird to me. Alabama did it with Nick Saban. There have been a couple of other college football coaches that have seen this happen over the years. I'm usually very against it. Man, what Dawn Staley has meant to, I don't want to just say women's basketball. I want to say basketball, like the sport of, but I know particularly women's basketball. There was a great quote, and you may be able to tell us who it was that said it yesterday, but it, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along the lines of Dawn Staley used her talent to knock down the door so that other girls wouldn't have to knock as hard. I thought that was such a great quote for a woman in Dawn Staley that is not just put women's basketball on the map, but has led to the charge of, hey, man, it's just basketball at this point. And I think there's something to be said for the weight of that statement.
Totally. And that was an especially cool moment because Dawn said that in the middle of basically saying, like, I didn't want a statue. Statues were for Asia Wilson. I didn't like the idea, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then she was reading about these other, you know, famous women across all different professions that had statues. And she felt like there was a little girl sort of inside of her that, you know, read about a random scientist and felt like a little bit better about who she is and what she could do because she saw a woman be successful following their passion. And so I think it was really cool sort of to give herself that credit because it's true. Like she has, I mean, heck, even in some ways for journalists and anyone kind of involved with basketball, Dawn has had this universal impact where she has made it easier for, you know, young girls and women to walk through doors. And so for her to recognize herself in that moment, I thought was really cool and honestly very necessary. And so she wrapped up her speech with that quote, and it was really nice.
I love it. I love it for her. I love it for what she has meant to women's sports. I love it what she has meant to sports in general. All right, Lulu, let's get a couple of other stories underway here. You brought it up on your Twitter feed yesterday. I have been following this ESPN's transfer portal rankings on the women's side. South Carolina ranked number 3 in the country. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea how they're not number 1. They got the, as far as I'm concerned, best center in the portal and probably the most elite scorer in the portal on the women's side. Why are they not considered number 1? I mean, granted, it's subjective rankings. At the end of the day, who the hell cares as long as they compete next year? But I just found those numbers very interesting.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there. And I also think, too, like, it's weird. Dawn is, and I'm not trying to just sit on this radio call and just gas up Dawn Staley for 45 minutes. But I think that, like, Dawn gets a weird amount of, like, hate for, like, doing well in the portal because people think like, oh, that means she doesn't develop her All-Americans like outside of high school. And it's like, no, the reason why, like, for example, Ole Miss being number 2, like, yeah, I do think Ole Miss got good players, but also they got a lot of them, which helped their rankings, which sort of is kind of a two-way street. Like, okay, why did they need so many people in the portal? And don't get me wrong, Coach Yeo does a great job at Ole Miss. I'm not saying that, but I think that there's this weird idea of like, okay, the more you get in the transfer portal, like automatically the better, but like that doesn't always work out. So I do genuinely agree that, okay, they got Latson, who is quite literally the most productive scorer in college basketball last year. Like that alone, not to mention the 6'6 center, I'd argue is enough to at least be number 2.
Lulu Kessin from the Greenville News joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Let's flip it over to football here for just a minute. An interesting pickup for the Gamecocks. Troy Pikes comes over from Georgia Southern. He was apparently a high priority target for South Carolina and picked the Gamecocks over Georgia, over Ohio State, over Georgia Tech, other teams that were intrigued in the young man coming up from the Sun Belt Conference. Lulu Kessin, this is a bit of a coup, I think, for Shane Beamer to land this kid when he was being pursued by Ryan Day and others. This, to me, is this a culture pickup? Is this a kid feels like they can help him get to the league? Like, what do you know about this pickup and where we are in the portal overall for the football side of things right now?
Well, it's funny because, like, 10 minutes before he signed, I was talking to another reporter and I was like, hey, like, what else do you think South Carolina needs in the portal right now? Like, we're kind of going back and forth because Shane had been very clear that he wanted the edge room to have more depth. And then he went in the portal and signed two edge rushers. So I was like, all right, like he did his job there. Okay, where else? And he was like, a fellow reporter was like, definitely I think he needs like maybe at least one more D lineman. And then Troy signs like 5 minutes later. So I do think that Demetrius Knight and Kyle Kennard set a standard at South Carolina, where I'm not saying this is directly related, but I do think the timing of, you know, him committing after the draft, seeing all the success South Carolina had on the defensive side. I mean, that this was 2025 was the most defensive players that South Carolina has ever had selected in one draft class. So I think that, to get back to your question, like, you only kind of need one good year in the SEC, just like Demetrius Knight and Kyle Kennard proved this year, to make an impact. And I imagine that when, you know, you're targeted by Ryan Day, you're targeted by Kirby, like, there's a lot that's going into your decision. So I'm not saying that it's just that, but I do think that a new standard for what South Carolina can do out of the portal was set with the success it had, you know, with these one-year players who, I'm going to be honest, I did not look at the depth chart last year and think that Demetrius Knight and Kyle Kennard would make the impact that they did.
And then you talk about the fact that you look at Nick Amon-Wara, you look at the fact that the Gamecocks had three players selected in the second round. They had a few more pickups on day three. They've had at least a handful of kids that have signed UDFA deals to go into camp and earn a spot on an NFL roster. Like, it is not just about the culture that Shane Beamer's been building, and we have talked so much about that, but the numbers are starting to show up, right? Like, the numbers are starting to prove that this team can send you to the league if you're the right guy and you're willing to earn it, which to me is every bit as big in terms of getting young, good talent to come there. Kids, yeah, they want to make that NIL money, Lulu Kessler, but they also want to know they got a shot at getting to the show, and Shane just sent a bunch of guys to the show. There's something to be said for that.
Absolutely. And I do think too, like, the house settlement obviously is in, like, I don't want to say a weird place right now, but there, as much as there's certainties, you know, heading into 2025 that things will be different, there's still a lot of unknowns. So I do think that, you know, it's one thing to focus on money and NIL, and, you know, athletes are going to, but at the same time, exactly to your point, I think that some are being realistic in the fact, like, okay, I'm not giving up my dream to play in the NFL. I'm going to go to a program that can turn me into an NFL draft pick in one season.
Yeah, and I think, again, you mentioned Kyle Kennard. I got a chance to interview him a couple of weeks ago at the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame induction dinner. And when I talked to him off the record a little bit about, you know, getting excited for the draft, what are you doing to prep, how are you getting ready, I asked him, like, what would you say was the biggest thing that drove you to get to this spot where you're going to be a draft pick? And his answer to me, Lulu Kessin, was that locker room feels like it feels like a spot you walk in every day wanting to be better. And it feels like a spot that is going to allow you that opportunity. You've got to go out there and take it. I'm looking at the cats that are coming in. I'm looking at the locker room culture that's being built there. And not only does it feel like the players truly believe I can be great here, but now Shane's cranking out NFL talent to prove that that is the case.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you got to talk to Kyle. He lived in my building, so I would like occasionally see him walking to his car. But he obviously moved out in December, so he hasn't been here for a while. But I do think that's a great point. Like, a lot of people love to kind of make fun of, the Beamer cheesiness, or, you know, call him corny for the way that he, like, so publicly cares about his team. But, like, at the same time, he's doing it for a reason, and, like, he's doing it to benefit his team. And clearly the last couple years have, you know, shown a lot of growth and success, not even to mention what the NFL draft has been like, you know, five players last year, five this year. So I think it's things are trending in an upward direction at South Carolina. And I do think that these, you know, transfers from just lesser known schools are really valuing that.
All right, real quick before we let you go, Lulu Kessin from the Greenville News joins us every Thursday at 8 o'clock to talk Gamecocks. Just want to do a quick overview, check in on the baseball team. Interestingly enough, take 2 out of 3 at home against Ole Miss before a weekday win against UNF. Then they go and drop 2 out of 3 against Kentucky this week and then get a win over Charleston Southern. Now you're on the road against Florida, a very good Florida baseball team. Can you just kind of give us an update on where this team is, what you see? I think at this point in the season with, what, I think 3 series left to play, winning the SEC tournament might be the only ticket to the postseason for South Carolina. What are they looking like as we march to the end of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I see it right now. That's kind of the only way I see them, you know, having any chance at postseason success. But, you know, they potentially lost Ethan Petrie for the season, which is incredibly tough. Coach Maneri gave an update earlier this week that said, you know, he could be out for the season, at least, I think he said at least 2 to 3 weeks, some type of, you know, shoulder arm injury that he sustained in the Kentucky game. And that's a huge loss in my opinion. Like, that's classic when it rains, it pours for South Carolina. Like, the baseball season is not going how you want it to, and then you lose your star hitter and sort of just this rock to the team. I mean, in my opinion, when Ethan Petrie announced that he was coming back and not hitting the transfer portal after Mark Kingston was fired, I thought that was incredibly telling about what he wanted to do in Columbia and what, you know, the vision he saw. And I'm sure I speak for half the team when, you know, I acknowledge that the season is not going how they wanted to, but, you know, losing him to injury right now is kind of the last thing you need. And this Florida series, man, it's important. It's really tough to end the year with a series against LSU. So I think anything South Carolina can do between now and then will help them, you know, mentally, obviously, potentially seeding-wise. But, you know, a lot of doors are starting to shut overall, I think, for this season.
Lulu Kessin covers the Gamecock Athletic Department for the Greenville News. Kind enough to join us every Thursday at 8 a.m. Lulu Kessin, I'm going to need you to go back and listen to the entire NSYNC No Strings Attached album and give us a full review next Thursday.
Okay, don't worry. Like, I know NSYNC. I just was like, -6 in 1995.
How did you make it worse? How did you make it? I was like, it was fine. I was going to make a joke out of it. And then you said -6.
Can you stay on the rest of the show and do nothing but this, Lulu? Because I'm enjoying every second of it.
Ugh.
I'm so sorry. I hear 1995 was a great year, though. I've heard good things.
Thank you, Lulu Kessin. It's wonderful to have you. Talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Lulu Kessin from the Greenville News. She's the best. Lonzo's just mad because his boy band was the Jackson 5.
Actually, I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, it was more like New Edition. Your boy band is when you're a teenager, so my boy band was New Edition. So
I heard 1995 was a great year.
New Edition could beat any of your boy bands.
Ugh. First off, no, they couldn't.
Absolutely.
Okay, no.
Without New Edition, no, none of your boy bands would exist.
So what? Doesn't mean they were better than them.
Well, yeah, it kind of does.
The Model T is not better than a Ferrari.
If they weren't better, then it wouldn't have progressed.
No, that's not how things work.
This is absolutely how it works in the boy band.
You can
business.
Have a Model T or Ferrari. What are you taking? You're taking the Ferrari. Wouldn't be a Ferrari without the Model T, but you're taking the Ferrari. No, New Edition does not hold a candle to NSYNC. Sorry.
Absolutely does.
Sorry.
Man, you're old. I mean, it's established I'm old. I mean, that's not even a joke anymore. I mean, I'm a grandpa.
I have not accepted it, even though I have to accept it. Michael Pius, the executive director of the First Tee of the Upstate, joins us in the next segment. Big weekend for one of my favorite charities to support. We'll talk to him coming up in the next segment. Then Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast joins us at 8:40 to talk Panther draft response. Hayton asked Mario at 9. Fight Club at 9:20 and more are coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, this weekend on Saturday is the Kentucky Derby. Now, I have made it obvious, and I don't mean to do anything in anybody's particular cornflakes.
Are you a bow tie guy, though? I mean, can you rock the bow
tie? I am
not,
but it's because I can't pull it off. It's not out of, like, I don't have anything. I'm not anti-bow tie. I just can't pull it off. I've tried.
I've worn one once, and I believe I rocked the thing. But, you know, I mean.
Your confidence is never lacking, though. And I respect that.
I did that to go win an award. You know, I mean.
I can't pull it off. You know what I can pull off?
By the way, it was Kentucky Derby night at the Star Awards.
Of course
so
it was.
That's why I wore a purple bow tie.
The Kentucky Derby produces, it is to me, and I'm going to say this. Hopefully not to the chagrin of my next guest. I'm not a derby guy. I think it's the most overrated event in sports. However, I think it consistently, constantly, and annually produces the best parties in all of sports. Ain't no party like a Kentucky Derby party, all right? Even if you're not into the ponies, Kentucky Derby parties go hard in the paint. And that is why we go back to the phone lines. To welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, the executive director of the First Tee of the Upstate and buddy of the show both on and off the air, ladies and gentlemen, making his Rob Brown Show return, the legendary Michael Pius joining us here on the show. Mikey, baby, what's up, big dog? How you doing, buddy?
Thanks, Rob. Gearing up for another big party. Like you said, right now I'm deep in it. I couldn't even tell you who's the odds-on favorite for the Derby, but I do know that we're going to put on a great show, great party Saturday at Thornblade. What a great spot that we're going to be at. This is our first time hosting at Thornblade. We're really excited about Saturday.
I have no doubt. Y'all's Kentucky Derby parties are the stuff of legends. I've made it out to one. Hopefully going to make it out Saturday to number two. It's a tremendous, tremendous event that you guys throw on every single year. Talk to me about this year's, obviously being at Thornblade for the first time, a little bit about what folks can expect going on if they're one of the wise ones who purchase a ticket to show up.
Yeah, so we've got three ticket options still available. We've got our designated driver ticket for $50. That's if you don't want to enjoy any mint juleps, you could just come out to the party and have a great time and bid on auction items and whatnot. Then we've got our general admission ticket, which is $100. That also gets you a $15 Uber credit, so to get you to and from the event safe and sound, so you can enjoy those mint juleps. And other cocktails during the event. And then we've got our VIP ticket, which gets you in an hour early. And we've got Maker's Mark back again to do a special bourbon tasting from 4 to 5. So that'll be a great. And then also the Uber credit there is $25. So it gets you a little more money on the Uber trip there and back. So yeah, it's good. We got tickets for everyone. We got amazing auction items. We've got a couple live auction items too, but we have a threesome at Chanticleer. We've got a stay and play package at Old Barnwell. We've got great experiences. Like, we've got 4 tickets to the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in just, is that 2 weeks from now? For Saturday. So those tickets are hard to get. So we got 4 tickets up to Quail on Saturday's round. For Saturday's round, we've got a dinner experience at Sobey's Wine Cellar, spa packages, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And it's Mother's Day next weekend, so you want to make sure that you get the great gift for your mother at the auction. We've got a lot of great opportunities there. If you go to 2025derby.givesmart.com, you can bid on auction items right now. Actually, we've got about, I don't know, maybe 70 or so items up on the site right now. So even if people can't make it to the event, they can still get involved with our mission here at the First Tee and support the kids and teens that we impact each day.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Michael Pius, Executive Director, First Tee of the Upstate. And exactly what that mission is. Now, we've had you on the show before and talked about it, but I don't think you can talk about it too much. You guys do a fantastic job of taking youth and not just giving them an opportunity to learn golf, but to learn the lessons that come along with this game. Lessons that, like patience and self-forgiveness, Michael Pius, that I, as a 40-year-old player, still have to sometimes remind myself of. You guys are giving kids an opportunity to jump in the game, perhaps a little bit earlier than they might, to kind of give them a leg up over some of the challenges, some of the hurdles that can stand between playing the game, learning its lessons, and the youth of the Upstate. The mission is to give them that experience as both a player and a person.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're creating unique experiences, fun experiences for kids and teens to build their inner strength. You know, we're preparing these kids, these young people, for what life is going to throw at them. And, you know, we do this by kind of focusing on these 5 key commitments of pursuing goals and growing through challenging experiences, collaborating with others, building positive self-identity, and how to use good judgment. These are all traits that are going to make them great golfers, but even better people. So, you know, we do that at 3 main programs we run is our school program, our outreach program, which is like partnered with the Kroc Center in downtown Greenville and Viking Early College in Spartanburg and the Boys and Girls Club down in Greenwood. You know, we're in 7 counties now. 8 years ago, we were in 3. So we continue to grow and create these, again, fun and unique experiences for these kids to grow and learn about themselves and others and how to be better people. And obviously our biggest, you know, where we make the most impact is at our green grass facilities, where we partner with a number of locations. Like this summer, we've got 9 locations right now that will be hosting either our weekly summer camps or our 6-week summer session. And if there are parents out there, aunts, uncles of young kids, grandparents, they're looking for something for their kids to get involved in this summer, this is a great way to get onto our website, firstteeupstate.org/register, and they can take a look at all the different class offerings. We already have a few classes that have a wait list. So if, you know, there is a wait list, make sure that you click on that and get on the wait list. We do open up spots. And also we can go to these golf courses and say, hey, we need more time. You know, golf has been booming over the past 5 years since COVID, and we're just asking for, you know, more time at these golf courses. And if we can show them that we have wait lists, they're more likely to, you know, open up their doors a little bit more to our programming.
It is a tremendous organization, tremendous opportunity. First Tee, the Upstate Executive Director, Michael Pius, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Their Kentucky Derby party going on this Saturday at Thornhub. Mike, I told you earlier, I've said it before, not a derby guy, not a horses guy, but the parties are legendary. The parties are undefeated. If folks are looking to get out and come enjoy the derby with you guys, where should they go?
Yeah, go to our website. It is 2025derby.givesmart.com. You can also find it on our main website, firstteeupstate.org. Go to events and then click on derby. It'll bring you to that page that way too. But again, like there are so many derby parties going on now. I mean, we used to be the only show in town. I think there's like 10 or 15. They don't match up to what we're doing. I mean, we've been doing this. This is our 10th year. Come out, have a great time, support our mission, support the kids and teens that we impact. And again, if you can't make it out, you can also get onto the website. Click on that button that says I can't attend, and you'll get text message alerts on different auction items that are popping up and ways to support us. So we're looking forward to having a great event. You don't have to get dressed up. Oh, I got to mention this. This is an addition. We've got $500 on the line for best dressed this year. So break out that bow tie and get that big hat ready. Because we've got some money to shell out to some best dressed. So we're going to have a great time at Thornblade. Again, VIPs get in at 4. General admission gets in at 5. We'll wrap up the party probably around 7:30. The race, the post time is 6:57. So we'll have some great food and great drinks and a great time making a difference in these kids' lives.
I have no doubt the only thing better than a Kentucky Derby party is a Kentucky Derby party that you get to leave and feel better about yourself because you helped out the youth of the community. And that is why Michael Pius, Executive Director of the First Tee of the Upstate, is here. My man, it is great to have you. I know it's going to be a killer event. I am very much hoping that the wife and I are going to be able to make it out. As of right now, we are planning on it because where else would I be for the Derby than hanging out at the best Kentucky Derby party in the Upstate?
Yes, sir. You got tickets, so just let me know, and they're yours. So, and also, if you want to, I don't know if you're able to do this, but if you want to give away 2 general admission tickets on the show, I'm more than welcome to give out some tickets to some listeners today. So if you want, however you want to do that, just let me know.
I will do that. I will circle back around. Michael Pius, the executive director of First Tee of the Upstate, one of my favorite charities to support. My man, great to have you as always, big dog. Let's get out and swing them around and embarrass myself a little bit sometime soon, pal.
Yeah, we got to tee it up. I mean, this weather is unreal. And gosh, how great. We got to talk about PGA Championship over the next couple weeks because Rory, I think he's going to win it. And I think he's going to go for a run here at the Grand Slam for the year. You know, he already finished the career Grand Slam, which is great. But, I mean, this is going to be a great year for major championships for golf.
Taking that long to get the career Grand Slam to then turn around and go calendar Grand Slam might be the greatest accomplishment in golf history, honestly.
Oh, it would be amazing.
How about Justin Thomas though picking it up, man? I'm not thinking. I think there's a chance he might make some noise.
That would be a lot of fun coming down Sunday, the Green Mile at Quail with Justin Thomas and Rory battling it out. That'd be a lot of fun to watch.
Sign me up, Michael Pius, Executive Director, First Tee of the Upstate, brother. Great to talk to you, buddy. Appreciate you coming by, pal.
Thanks, Rob.
Anytime. Michael Pius, Executive Director, First Tee of the Upstate. Love that guy. Good dude. When we come back, another guy I love. Another good dude. Rashad Beard, the host of the Panther Nation podcast, is going to join us. We'll react to the Panthers draft next. Rob Brown, the great with Lonzo and you. It is the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you. It is the Fan Upstate on Thursdays at 8:40. Unless he's off sipping Mai Tais on some tropical island somewhere. The host of the Panther Nation podcast, the legendary, the iconic Rashad Beard swings by to talk some Panther football. How we feeling there, world traveler?
Yeah, I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great. The draft is over, and so I feel good about the draft. I'm not the only one that feels good about the draft. You know, for the first time in like forever, the national media loves our draft. So, I mean, this is great. I feel good about the Panthers and where we're heading.
Listen, we're going to get to it. Obviously, we're going to get to it. That's why we have you here. My man during the break hits us with, yeah. I was in, I don't mean to give it away, but drinking on the beach in Aruba last week. Thanks for putting in the hard work, for showing back up, buddy. That's all I'm saying. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to come back. You got to come back. I mean, I'm a man of the people, so I always give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want.
I may never go to Aruba, but I know a guy who did, and he looks like he had a good time.
I did.
Rashad Beard joining us here on the show. All right, let's get into it. Of course, the NFL draft last weekend. You mentioned the fact that it has been pretty positively reviewed, Rashad Beard, the draft class of the Carolina Panthers. We'll get into some of the individual picks here in a second, but just your overall thoughts on it.
Yeah, overall, man, I thought that the Panthers let the draft come to them. They didn't do too much reaching, and they addressed a lot of the areas that need improvement. And so I'm happy, man. I couldn't be more happy with the draft. Now it's up to the coaching staff to get the best out of them. But I don't think the draft could have went any better. I thought there was, as the draft went on, a lot of offensive guys went in the first round, which you know, allowed the draft to fall the way it did for us. And so, yeah, couldn't have went any better for the Carolina Panthers. I'm happy.
Let's get into the individual stuff here. Let's start with the first pick overall, Teroa McMillan, the wide receiver out of Arizona. You said multiple times, Rashad, that you wanted a wide receiver in this draft. Was that the one that you wanted? Are you good with the pick? You pass on Jalen Walker, who I wanted to be the pick for the Cats, but you get your wide receiver and you get a guy that apparently a lot of other teams maybe coveted a little bit more than we thought that they did. Apparently the Dallas Cowboy war room kind of went to shambles a little bit when he came off the board at 8 to Carolina. Your thoughts on adding Big T to the mix?
Well, before we talk about T-Mac, I don't want to missay his name because he prefers to be called T-Mac. Before we get to that, we got to talk about and give credit to Dan Morgan and those guys for holding the cards tight, bro. Like, everything was was in the media was said it's going to be Jalen Walker. It's going to be Jalen Walker. It's going to be Jalen Walker. Nobody in Panther Nation really, we all said it. You know, I thank you for giving me credit. I said that the Carolina Panthers needed to get a wide receiver. I have been on record saying that for the entire draft process. But nobody thought that the Carolina Panthers were going to actually take a wide receiver top 10. And so I give Dan Morgan, those guys, all the credit in the world for holding the cards tight and not just going what everybody thought, right? Jalen Walker was supposed to be the pick. They pivoted and went T-Mac. But as far as T-Mac, the individual, man, I think I said this on my show the other day. I think T-Mac is the perfect puzzle piece for this offense, right? When you look at Bryce Young and how he plays, when he's able to extend plays and get out the pocket and create, T-Mac is the perfect guy because you start to play that backyard ball. He can use his speed, his long speed to get open, and you throw it up and T-Mac is going to get it. That's the type of guy this offense needed, and I think this is the perfect puzzle piece. He's got elite body control, elite tracking of the football, and he can catch. How many drops did we see last year, right? We talked about it. All those drops that we saw, right? That is not going to happen with T-Mac. You know, he's got really big catch ratings. He can catch everything coming his way. So I love this pick. It's a great pick for Bryce Young, and Bryce Young should be elated that he has a weapon, another weapon on that offense.
I am not disagreeing. I want to play devil's advocate about one thing just to get your response on it, okay? The one thing is this. Does not have elite top-end speed. You're right. Great ball catcher. 50-50 balls become 70-30 balls when T-Mac's down there. Guy who understands body positioning in order to take advantage of spots. But my thought was, still need a guy to take the roof off. Do you believe that Jalen Coker is that guy and this frees him up to be that spot and that's why this is the right pick? Because the one thing you don't have yet is what I like to refer to as the it, somebody down there somewhere offense, which I thought we would address later in the draft. You didn't do that. So is this belief that Jalen Coker can be your take the top off wide receiver, or is there something else I'm not seeing here?
Yeah, I'm not sure that Jalen Coker is that type of guy. I think Jalen Coker it fits better in the slot, right? I think he's that type of guy, and I think that he is going to be more your Adam Thielen replacement. So I don't think Coker is that type of guy. However, I do think Leggett he runs a 4.3, right? Why are we overlooking the fact that Xavier Leggett can be that guy? He can get open. We've seen Xavier Leggett stretch the field. He just didn't complete the catches. Right. So if he gets better, I think Xavier Leggett can be that guy to take the top off. And I think you have a nice complement of receivers. If there is a diverse skill set now in that wide receiver room. And I just think, listen, I think T-Mac has to get better in some areas. I think he can get open. If he gets better with his releases off the line of scrimmage, I think he can get open quickly. And again, he's got long speed. And with the way Bryce Young extends plays, once T-Mac gets ahead of steam, he can run past you. Right. It's just a matter of extending those plays. So listen, I like this pick. I think, can you nitpick it and find areas? Sure, we can do that. But I think when you have a coach such as Dave Canales and Izik, who are wide receiver guys, they're going to get the best out of this guy. And I firmly believe that he's going to be our Mike Evans. He's going to be our DK Metcalf. He's going to be that guy, wide receiver one, incoming. T-Mac's the guy.
All right, outside of T-Mac, I'm looking down. Ransom, Cam Jackson's a very interesting defensive tackle in the fifth round. Jimmy Horn Jr. in that sixth round could be very interesting. Outside of T-Mac, give me your one or two favorite picks out of this. I'm not saying best. I'm saying favorite.
Yeah, so one of my favorite picks is Nick Scorton, who we picked up in the second round. They had a first-round grade on him. Edge rusher, we all know that the Carolina Panthers needed help. And I'll package him up. Princely as well, the second and third-round picks, we needed both of those guys, right? We needed to double-dip in edge. That's something that we mentioned on this show several times. So I love both of those picks. I think they're two different types of guys. Princely's more of a speed edge rusher off the edge. Think Brian Burns, not necessarily Brian Burns talent level yet. I think he could develop into that, but think Brian Burns. And then Nick Scorton is more of a run stopping edge. He can also rush the passer. passer. He was doing different things with Texas A&M. They asked him to put on some weight. But if you go back and look at his Purdue film, the man was great. Okay, he's a great pass rusher. He's a great run stopper. He's that combo guy that we needed. So I love Nick Scorton. That's one of my favorite picks. The Cam Jackson is a great pick as well. We needed a nose tackle in that Evero defense. So I think that was a great pick. Oh, man, I get excited towards the back end of the draft. Mitchell Evans, tight end. I mean, did we watch him in Notre Dame the year before he got hurt? I mean, this guy can be really, really good if he gets healthy. We don't need him to lock in right now at this moment because, you know, we got Tommy Tremble. We got Jatavion Sanders. So he can take a couple years to develop. But boy's a great blocker, which is what we need if you want to run the football like we want to run the football. So you got a good blocking tight end who can win 8 to 10 yards, right? Between 8 to 10 yards, he's a problem as far as catching the football. And then you got Jimmy Horn. Do I like the whole draft? Almost. I almost like the whole draft, Rob. I can go through everything. This whole draft was very good. I'm going to be honest. I like everything about the draft except for one pick.
You can't just stop that sentence right there, dog.
No, but listen.
You got to finish. No.
He took a drink.
No, he was going to stop. He was going to stop. He was going to let that be a little tease, a little cliffhanger, and I'm not here for it, Rashad. You can't say that and then not finish it.
Let him be a pro. Okay. I mean, come on. Okay. What are you doing, Rob?
Okay. All right. So one of the picks I was not in love with is the Trevor Etienne pick. I like the fact that we got a running back. I don't like where we got this running back because I do think we could have got Trevor a little bit later in the draft. I think we reached a little bit there. I think he does. Again, there's an advantage to him because he doesn't have a lot of tread. He hasn't been utilized a lot in Georgia, right? So he split backfield. That was not one of my favorite picks because, again, he's going to be RB3. You picked up an RB3 in the third round. Not really happy about it. And it's not really the individual, right? I think we picked up a running back because we had to pick up a running back because of Jonathan Brooks, right? Jonathan Brooks being injured makes us – so it's not necessarily the individual. Trevor's cool. I just don't like the fact that we had to reach for a running back because of the injuries, and it's really nobody's fault.
All right, where does Hunter Renfrow fit in all of this? Somebody posted a graphic yesterday of the Bryce Young rookie year wide receiver room versus this year's wide receiver room, and it was a joke. It was laughable. Then you add Hunter Renfrow, who is – Mr. Reliable, Mr. Consistent, sat out last year because of a head injury, but was performing very well for the Raiders before they let him go. Where does he fit into this receiver room? Is there room for him on the roster on opening day?
Oh, man, that's such a tough question. And before we go there, can we acknowledge the competition in the room? Can we acknowledge the increased talent in the wide receiver room? Like, that's impressive to me. So you bring a Hunter Renfrow who hasn't played right last season, didn't play last season at all due to some health issues. But boy, did we watch his film when he was with the Raiders? Like, this dude was solid, right? And he adds some ability in the return game, which is something important, something that we need. Also, he's a very, very good wide receiver, very steady, right? And I think there is room for him. I think we could keep 6 to 7 wide receivers. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough out for everybody. And I think that's the purpose of bringing in a Hunter Renfrow, is to push that entire room. If he doesn't, you know, return to that prior skill set and the abilities that he was prior, then, hey, you know, it is what it is. We took a stab at it, right? So, again, I think it's a win-win situation for Hunter Renfrow and the Carolina Panthers. But, boy, if he turns the page a little bit to those prior years, it could be really, really good for the Carolina Panthers.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, joins us every Thursday at 8:40 to talk Panther football with us. Listen, I know we got another week till we do this again, Rashad Beard, but I got to tell you, pal, in the, what, 4-ish years that you've been coming on this show, I don't think there has been an interview that you have radiated, and it ain't just the Aruba sun effect, man. Like, you are floating right now, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited because of continuity, right? We finally have a head coach that's going to get a second year, and he actually has time to build his program, and we're going to see some development, right? We're actually going to get to see this coach execute his plan. And so, and when things tend to line up, right? They're looking like things are lining up for the Carolina Panthers to be really good. Bryce Young is turning the corner. The defense on paper has improved across the board. We brought in some guys in the offseason, added to it in the draft, right? Things are heading in the right direction. So I feel good about it. I feel really, really good about where things are going. And I think Panther Nation should.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast. You can find them on X at Panther Nation PC. More important, get subscribed to the YouTube channel where they are live like all the time. Y'all take you and Dave Boy take a nap on Sunday night. I imagine y'all gotta have zonked for like 2-3 days straight.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're good, man. We're locked in. So no days off for PNP. We locked in. We still got to go over the undrafted guys. So it's a lot of work to do. It's a long off season. We're gonna break it all down. But feel good about it.
You gotta be a degenerate to do a UDFH pod. But here we are, fella.
Listen, no days off, man. We all in. Panther Nation podcast. Let's get it.
Rashad Beard from the PNP joins us every Thursday at 8:40 to talk Panther football. Hating ass Mario Heron from the BetMGM Network is next. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. The Rockets stave off elimination. The Lakers eliminated. We'll find out what Mario's thoughts are when we come back. That's after Lonzo blows your mind with his sports flash.
Well, I mean, if I do that, how simple are you? The LA Lakers are headed home eliminated by the Timberwolves last night with a 103-96 loss. Rudy Gobert had a playoff high, 27 points and 24 boards, and Julius Randle added 23. LeBron James was uncertain about his future in the league, asked if his 22nd career season was his last. James said he doesn't have an answer and that he'll have conversations with friends and family before making a decision. The Houston Rockets stayed alive with a 131-116 win over Golden State last night, though the Warriors still lead the series 3-2. All five Houston starters finish in double digits, led by Fred VanVleet's 26. The Atlanta Braves were unable to finish the sweep of the Rockies, dropping the finale at Colorado 2-1. Chris Sale was tagged with his third loss, despite giving up just 5 hits and 2 runs across 7 innings. Hour number 4 of the Rob Brown Show is coming up next, right here on The Fan, Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.